Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The appointed reading is from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars if you are able to number them. Then the Lord said to him, So shall your offspring be. And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted it to him as righteousness. Your friends in Christ, Abram was told that he and his descendants would possess the land of Canaan. He heard God say, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. He was told that he'd have as many heirs as the dust of the earth, and he could walk through and view the length and breadth of the country before his eyes, and he and his countless heirs would possess it. Well, here we are in Genesis 15, years after Abram left Ur of the Chaldeans, and he is still wandering. Lot had his place in the settled cities, but Abram, what he thought were promises from God, children as numerous as the dust of the earth, blessed above all men, a great name and great nation, where exactly was this? Here he is living in a tent, no children. No heir except for an adopted boy, now a man, Eliezer. And he had just risked his life in rescuing Lot, his nephew, and his family from slavery, along with the people and possessions of five kings. Then Abram, after the battle was over, refused to be paid for his heroic deed. He said, No, I'll take nothing except what my men have eaten, so that none of you can say that you've made Abram great. These noble words probably haunted Abram a little bit as he settled into his tent that night, laying his head on his blanket with nothing to show for his valor and sacrifice. He likely thought, Here I am in this tent, childless, and there's Lot settled back in his city along with all the people I've rescued and all the possessions of these five kings. When will those promises from God come true? Did I maybe miss something here? And then he had the vision. God spoke to this tried, tested, and tempted Abram, who was also tired from the battle he had just fought. And the Lord said, Don't worry, Abram. I'm your shield. Your reward will be very great. Did Abraham say, Well, I've heard that before? No. He could have, but he didn't. But he did say this, My Lord, Yahweh, what will you give me? I'm still childless. My adopted son is going to get everything. And right now, that ain't much, he could have said, but he didn't. And then Abraham said, You've given me no offspring. A member of my house staff is my only heir. As numerous as the dust of the earth, so will your offspring be. When? He was asking. When? How? If not now, why not? And then the most amazing thing happens. God takes him out at night and shows him the stars in the heavens and says, as numerous as the stars of the heavens are, so will your heirs be. And more amazing still, Abram believed it. Plain and simple, nothing scientific, logical, or rational. He simply believed it. And it was credited to him as righteousness. God said, because you had faith in my promise, because you believed in me, even when all else pointed in the opposite direction, I'm not going to treat you as you deserve. Because you believed my words of promise when all seemed hopeless, I'm going to count you righteous in my sight. And then, if we read on, we see God made his covenant with Abram. Your friends in Christ, Abram struggled, just like you and me. He struggled daily. He prayed, Lord, did I hear you right? Are you really going to bless me? Are all the nations of the earth really going to be blessed by me? And more specifically, and this is what is behind all of his wonder, is the Savior of all of Adam and Eve's children truly going to come from my seed? Is this going to occur truly here in this place where I'm wandering in a tent? This land of promise, which is only the foreshadowing of our eternal home in heaven? That is what Abraham struggled with as he wandered among these faithless people and saw their pagan hatred, bloodshed, violence, injustice, sexual immorality, evil of every kind, the very darkness of the devil himself wreaking havoc on this land he was going to someday possess. This is what was at stake. Was God really going to send the Savior? And were Abraham's descendants the chosen line from Eve to the mother of that Savior who would come to crush the head of the serpent and bruise his own heel in redeeming all mankind and making all things new? This was Abram's struggle. And in this moment, in Genesis 15, in that moment, he believed the promise. And that faith, shaken though it might have been, was enough. It was more than enough because it clung to the promises of God. We've all been shaken, especially lately. Our faith has wavered. Cling to the promises of God when all things are pointing in the opposite direction. He loves you. He has delivered you in Jesus. His kingdom is yours. By faith in the merits of Jesus Christ, Abram's seed, who has redeemed you and me from sin, death, and the power of the devil, and made us all heirs of eternal life in the promised land of heaven. Though your grip of faith may be weak, God's promises and his love is firm. It is sure. You are Abram's child by faith, and much more, you are God's child by faith. You shine in God's eyes like one of the stars in the heavens. You are his, and he is yours, now and forever, through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Brian Chisimore, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.